we were still in the middle of Eretz HaTzvi Siman Vav, and we were discussing the difference between Gezeros Rabbanan and Melachos Rabbanan. So we're going to continue on that path, that discussion, the difference between Gezeros and Melachos. The Tosos Maseches Megillah and Daf Dalet says that you're allowed to blow shofar Matzoy Yom Kippur before Havdalah. And guess what? We always do that. We blow shofar Matzoy Yom Kippur before Havdalah. But wait a second. You're not allowed to do Melacha until you say Havdalah. So why is it that you're allowed to blow shofar on Yom Kippur before you say Havdalah? But based on our understanding that there's a difference between a Melacha Drabanan versus a Gzeira Drabanan, it makes a lot of sense. Maybe the Isser of doing things before you say Havdalah is an Isser to do Melacha before you say Havdalah, and blowing shofar on Yantif is a gzeira. It's only a violation of a gzeira and is not a melacha, and therefore it's mutter bizman hatosefes. And Rav Shachter explains that's why we're allowed to prepare the wine for Havdalah after Tzeis HaKochavim before we ever said Havdalah. Like it's like a catch 22. What are you going to do? You have to say Havdalah, but you're not allowed to do anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos until you say Havdalah. But how do you then say Havdalah, right? How do you prepare the wine for Havdalah? So he suggests that you're allowed to do it after Tzeis HaKochavim because it's only a gzeira. L'chora, that would not help for lighting the candle, because lighting the candle is a melacha. It would follow, though, that Amiru La'akum, when you have a Cholashein Bosakana, is mutter during the Zman Tosefa Shabbos, because that's only a Gezerah. But it's, Rav Shachter discusses the possibility that we only consider Amiru La'akum to be a Gezerah when it's a Shas El Chak, and we'll discuss what that means in a moment. The Gemara Maseches Erevin in Daf Lamed Beis says that anything that's a Shavus, we're not goes around Bein Hashmashos, meaning any, which Pashtus, the way most understand that is, anything that's only Nisr Drabanan during Ben HaShemashos is not a problem. During Ben HaShemashos is Heter Gamer. But there seem to be a number of exceptions to that rule. There seem to be a number of Drabanans that we do not allow to be violated during Ben HaShemashos. For example, Tosfos and Maseches Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph writes, Ze Oker V'Ze Maniach. You have someone doing Hotza'a. One guy picks up the item and the other one puts it down. Normally, in order to violate the melacha, you need an akira and a hanacha done by the same person. What if you have one guy pick it up and the other guy put it down? So that's aser midrabanan. So Tosel says, since it can so easily lead to a daraisa, you're not even allowed to do that during Ben HaShemashos. So apparently that's an exception to the rule. You're not allowed to violate that during Ben HaShemashos. The Mishnah Berurah in the Siman Shin Mem Beis says, we don't allow a melacha shein tzricha legufa to be done during Ben HaShemashos. Normally melacha shein tzricha legufa is only in Isser Drabanan. I thought we don't make Gezeros Drabanan during Ben HaShemashos. During Ben HaShemashos, all Drabanans are mutter. No, says Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to do melacha shein tzricha legufa. Mishnah Berurah goes further. We don't allow carrying pachos midalat amos during Ben HaShemashos. Carrying less than 4 amos at a time in a Rishus Rabim is only a Drabanan, and we don't allow that during Ben HaShemashos either. So if Shachter suggests that maybe what we can say to explain all of this is that not only are we mechalik between gzeros and melachos, but we can be mechalik between gzeros and gzeros. That there are certain gzeros that are what we would call gzeros chamuros, very serious, very severe gzeros, and there are other gzeros that are gzeros kalos. It could be that the whole heter, the whole idea of bein hashmashos lo gazru bei rabbanan, that there is no gzera that applies during Ben HaShemashos, that might only be true of Gzeros Kalos. But Gzeros Chamuros are a clearly Melachos Rabbanan, which is even more severe than Gzeros Chamuros, would not be allowed during Ben HaShemashos. Be'er Halacha wonders why we can allow anything during Ben HaShemashos in light of the requirement of Tosef HaShabbos. You know, especially when you consider just how strong we are about Tosef HaShabbos. Baal HaTanya writes that even if you never actually accepted Shabbos, and even though normally during the week many poskim would allow davening mincha after Shkia during the Ben HaShemashos period, says Baal HaTanya, not on Friday. On Friday, people are running late to shul, they daven mincha after Shkia, totally unacceptable. Even people who typically the rest of the week daven mincha after Shkia. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So Tosefes Shabbos happens automatically, like it or not. At Bein HaShemashos, it's already Shabbos for you. So asks the Bir Halacha, how can we ever allow anything during Bein HaShemashos? We just say, oh, it's no big deal. We're not goes there to Rabbanan during Bein HaShemashos. It's at least Tosefes Shabbos during Bein HaShemashos. But based on what we said, that during Tosefes Shabbos, only Malachos are Aser, but Gzeros are Mutter, then there's no Kasha. Because the only thing we allowed for Bein HaShemashos were Gzeros Kalos. So if you hold that during Zman Tosefes, there's no issue of Gzeros at all, so certainly Gzeros Kalos would not be an issue. And then Rav Shachter moves on to discuss the issue of Gzera L'Gzera. You know, there seems to be an inherent conflict between two very well-known concepts that we're all familiar with. There is a concept called the Shvus de Shvus. What's the Shvus de Shvus? What's the concept of Shvus de Shvus? Good. It's two drabanans, right? You need, so do we just allow Shvus de Shvus? It's Shabbos, let's say. And you need someone to turn on the light, and it's not an incandescent bulb, it's like a fluorescent bulb, right? So let's assume that turning it on is only an issue drabana. So you're allowed to ask the guy to turn on the fluorescent lights on Shabbos? Yeah. Depends. What does it depend on? Mako mitzvah, good. Tzorech gadol, shasat chak. But it's not just mutter. You don't just say, oh, shvus to shvus, no big deal. It's got to be something. The most common shayla I get this time of year, especially with all these 3-day Yom Tovim coming up, and people don't want to leave their ovens on for 3 days straight because it's dangerous to leave an oven on for 3 days straight. And we've heard so many stories, unfortunately, of real situations of pachad that came from it. Can you have a guy turn on the oven for you on Friday so that you can cook for Shabbos? And then turn off the oven for you, right? Is that okay? So turning on an oven on a Shabbos would be a violation of a Daraisa. On Yontif, it would only be a violation of a Darabanan to turn on an oven, because you're allowed to raise a flame on Yontif. To create a new flame is an issur Darabanan of being molded ash. So that you're not allowed to do, but can you ask a guy to do it? So if you hold that, Shvus to Shvus, you hold that this is enough of a Shasat Chak, enough of a Tzorach Gadol, enough of a Mako Mitzvah, it would be Mutter, right? But that's only when it's Mako Mitzvah, when it's Tzorach Gadol, when it's Shasat Chak. Then there's another concept, Gzera L'Gzera. What does Gzera L'Gzera mean? Gzera L'Gzera? Gzera top of another Gzera, meaning two Drabanans. Do we make a Gzera L'Gzera? Are we machmir on Gzera L'Gzera? No, the Gemara all over the place says, right, the Chamer never goes to Gzera L'Gzera. Totally, totally mutter. Shasat Chak, you don't need Shasat Chak, you don't need Makom Mitzvah, you don't need Tzorach Chad, none of that. Totally mutter. What's the difference? When do we say that something's a Shvus to Shvus, and therefore it's Aser, double Drabanan is Aser, unless you have a Shasat Chak, unless you have something pressing? And when do we say Gzera L'Gzera? So Shachta points out that the Pashup Shat is that Gzera L'Gzera is only when the second Gzera's entire purpose is to protect the first Gzera. Meaning, Chazal make Gzera number one because they're afraid you're going to come to violate a Daraisa, and then because they're afraid you're going to violate Gzera number one, they wanted to make Gzera number two to protect Gzera number one. That they never do. That's what we would call a Gzera L'Gzera. They would never make such a Gzera. Shvus to Shvus is if there happen to be two separate Yisurim and Rabbanan, and each one stands on its own to protect you from a Daraisa. Each one is an independent Yisur Rabbanan. It just happens to be that in certain circumstances they overlap. Like, take the example, turning on, lighting a new flame on Yantiv is its own independent Yisur Rabbanan. Amira La'akum is its own independent Issa Drabanan. The Issa Drabanan of Amir La'akum was not put in place to protect you from turning on a flame on Yantiv, right? Nor was turning on a flame on Yantiv an Issa Drabanan that was to protect you from violating Amir La'akum. They're totally independent Dinim Drabanan. They just happen to overlap. That's what we would call a Shvus to Shvus. That's a trade Drabanan, not a Gzera L'Gzera. The problem with this is that we Paskin like Rava, that we don't observe the gezeros of of lo yetze hachayit b'machto samach l'chashecha, that a tailor shouldn't walk out with his needle close to dark. Lo yamar adam b'rishus yachad v'yishta b'rishus rabim. Person shouldn't stand in rishus yachad and drink, leaning over into rishus rabim. Gemar Shabbos Taf Yud Aleph in a karmelis, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. So it seemed that Abaye is more correct. Those two gzeiras are two totally, the gzeira of a karmelis and the gzeira that you shouldn't be in one rishos leaning over to the other rishos are two totally separate gzeiros. How come we're going to say that we're not going to be gozer, it's a gzeira l'gzeira? That would seem much more like a shvus to shvus. Rav Shaftel points out that Rabbi Kiveger and Simon Chav Ches suggests that the idea of the problem of shvus to shvus is only when there are either two melachos drabanan, or a gezeira and a melacha. But when there are two gezeiros drabanan and no melacha in the picture, even when the gezeiros are entirely independent of each other, and they were made to protect from their own independent araisa violations, it would still be mutter. And therefore, the Isser Karmelis is a gezeira. The Yisra of Lo Yetzei Achayit B'machto, or the Yisra of standing in one Rishos, drinking another, is a Gezeira. Since they're both Gezeiros, it's always going to be Mutter. If that's true, it would follow that you should be allowed to be Metaltel B'Karmelis for the sake of a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana. Because Tiltel B'Karmelis is only a Gezeira, and is even a Gezeira Kala, because we allow it during Ben HaShemashos, and we said Gzeros Kalos are allowed during Ben HaShemashos. It should also turn out that we allow Amir La'akum in a Karmelis even on Shabbos itself, not just during Ben HaShemashos. Amir La'akum should be allowed in a Karmelis. Why? Because both Amir La'akum and Karmelis are Gzeros. Amir La'akum, which must only be Gzera, because we allowed for Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, and Tiltel B'Karmelis, which is also Gzera, and yet we never find anybody who says such a Chiddush, that you're allowed to do Amir La'akum to ask a Goy to carry in a Karmelis on Shabbos for you. Why doesn't anyone say such a Chiddush? So Rav Shaftel suggests that maybe Amir La'akum, we can't be so quick to label Amir La'akum as a Gzera. Maybe Amir al-Akum has two dinim, and the truth is you find this in all the Sfarim about Amir al-Akum. Why are you not allowed to ask a guy to do something for you on Shabbos? Why can't you ask him to, I don't know, pick a malacha to sew for you on Shabbos? What's the problem? You're not doing a malacha, he's a guy. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. What's the issue?
Is there like a shlichus or
a bit? Oh, so...
I don't know if
there's good, good. But shlichus we'll discuss in a second. The more obvious possibility, although that's the second possibility we'll discuss, the more obvious possibility is, look, if I have a guy doing all these malachos for me, then it's very likely that I'll start doing these malachos. So it's a gezeira. The Rabbana didn't want you to ask a guy to do it, because then you're going to end up doing it. If I have a guy sewing, I'm going to say, oh no, you're not doing that right, let me show you. And I'm going to start doing these malachos for myself. A gezeira. If that were the whole deal with Amir La'akum, it's all a gezeira. But, as David points out, there's another element of Amir La'akum. Rashi in Bab Metzia, Dafayin Aleph, writes that even though there's no shlichus for a guy, yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. There is shlichus for a guy l'chumra. That l'chumra will say that there's shlichus for a guy. And therefore, when I ask the guy to do malacha for me, so what does that tell me? What does shlichus tell me? What does shlichus tell me? It's as if I'm doing the malacha. That's not a gezeira d'rabanan. That is a malacha d'rabanan. So to just automatically label Amir La'akum as a gezeira, it's not so pashut. It could be that for certain things we're going to view Amir La'akum as a malacha d'rabanan. When it comes to Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, we're willing to consider it a gezeira, because the Chol HaShein Bo Sakana is a shasat chak. We have to be as mekel as we can. But when it comes to Bein HaShemashos, maybe we're only willing to consider Amir La'akum to be a malacha, which is not mutter during Bein HaShemashos. When there's a tzorach mitzvah during Bein HaShemashos, maybe we can consider it like a shasat chak and allow Amir La'akum, treat Amir La'akum like a gzeira and allow it for a makom mitzvah, maybe. But it's not so pashut. Whether Amir La'akum fits in the category of gzeira or malacha may depend on circumstance. b'shas hadchak, we might rely that it's only a gzera, and therefore all of these nafkaminas that we mentioned about all of these kulas that you have by a gzera, they don't have by melacha, might apply b'shas hadchak and tosaf hashabbos and all these things. But if it's not a shas hadchak, we'd probably consider it a melacha. One more little piece, chol hamoed. You allowed to do melacha chol hamoed, or you're not allowed to do melacha chol hamoed? Depends on a lot of complicated things, right? There's a whole masechta about it. Okay, good. But the default position is melacha sarasa on chol hamoed, unless it fits one of the many, many exceptions. Fine, melacha sarasa on chol hamoed. But there seem to be lots of exceptions that don't really fit neatly into any category. For example, the Shari Tshuvan or Chaim Simtav Kuflam Dalet Sivkat Nehe quotes many people who allow playing musical instruments. And Rav Avadi Yosef and Tshuva Sichah V'Das Chelek Aleph is make it like this, playing musical instruments in Chol HaMoed. Why in the world would that be mutter? Is it a davar aved? Like, what is that? Second of all, the Rush in the first parakel of Moed Katan says that Mecha Chumemkar, doing business, is technically not a malacha and really should be mutter. So even though the Chachamim are a little machmir about it, we're ready to be lenient in broadening the category of davar aved and qualifying more circumstances as davar aved for Mecha Chumemkar. So apparently we take this lenient approach toward Mecha Chumemkar, even though normally you're not allowed to do these kinds of things on Shabbos and Yantiv. Third, Tosefta in the second parak of Moed Katan, we're makel to drink certain medications on Chol HaMoed. Fourth, the dark emotion, or Chaim Sim Tavkuf Mem Dalet, Muktza is mutter on Chol HaMoed. Fifth, the Raman, Tavkuf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, and the Magen Avraham, the Mishmur there, you're allowed to ride an animal on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos Yantiv. Why all these exceptions to the Yisra on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Shachter says, apparently what emerges from all this is, Melacha is Asra on Chol HaMoed, but what's not Asra on Chol HaMoed? Gzeros are not Asra on Chol HaMoed. We're not strict about Gzeros on Chol HaMoed, just Melachos. And that's why you find on Chol HaMoed, people carry without thinking. Even if they don't need the item that they're carrying. The person has a dirty tissue in his pocket. He doesn't think twice about carrying it outside of an Eruv. How could he do that? It's Chol HaMoed. Where's his Tzorech Yom? Where's the Davar Avid? Where are any of that Teirim? But since we don't really have Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa B'Zman HaZeh for the most part, and at worst you're dealing with a Carmelis, and carrying in a Carmelis is only a Gzeira, so it's not going to apply during Chol HaMoed. Rav Shachter then goes on to discuss what the status of someone who's a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia on Gzeiros D'Rabbanan would be. Right? Is someone who's a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia but only on Gzeiros and not on Melachos. Maybe the din of Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia, Dino Ka'akum, that he has a din of a guy, maybe that only applies to Gzeiros D'Rabbanan, to Melachos D'Rabbanan, and not to Gzeiros D'Rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop there. He has one more little shtickle in that piece on Gzeiros Melachos. We'll see, maybe we'll do it next time, maybe not. Maybe we'll just move on to Simon Zion. Okay.